Morning, church,
and morning to you watching live on behalf of our senior pastor. He's echoing somewhere. I'd like to welcome you. Our senior pastor unfortunately cannot be here. Oh, is he here? Oh, he's healed. Yes, he is healed. That's right. He cannot be here, but he needs a rest. Amen. Senior pastor, you need a rest. Hallelujah. He's watching. Amen. You know, my sermon today is just what happened then, communion. It's giving thanks. It's praising God in the midst of this crisis. In what we're going through. In what our situations have become. And where we are right now. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18, it says like this. You on the board? 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. I want everybody to read. Rejoice always. What's 17? Pray without ceasing. What's 18? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. For who? For me and you. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. For you and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In James 1 and verse 2 to 4, what does it say? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete in lacking nothing. Father, we thank you for your word. As it's been read today, it's the power of your word. It is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces right into the marrows of our bones, even though our joints also, and it knows the intentions of our heart. And we thank you. As your word is being preached today, I pray, O God, that it settles into the heart of your people. My title today is Thanking or Praising God in the Midst of His Crisis. Psalm 100, verse 4 onwards, it says like this. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and right into his courts with your praise. See, young David found this key for us, and it is a biblical principle for us today. To enter into the domain of God, you must have thanksgiving in your heart. Amen. We have every reason to thank God every day, every moment, every time. We are in a fallen world, but with our Savior, who came and redeemed us, who gave us life, who gave us a chance again, we have every right to give thanks to God. Give him thanks, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. As someone said, in those times that when we go without, that we give, it gives us the capacity to fully appreciate what we have. Amen. The joy of food is greatly enhanced when we have missed a meal. We have just come out from our fast for 21 days. And we went into the park and had a swim, had a kai-kai. We had food. And these were some words that I heard yesterday at the park. Man, it's been 21 days since I haven't had bacon. Hallelujah. It's because there were, you know, you went without it. And then 21 days later, that thing tasted like heaven to you. Hallelujah. Amen? And there were words like this yesterday. Whoa, blue skies, sunshine. We haven't seen it in a while. Because we've been having rain for almost a few weeks. And all of a sudden, we have the sun. We were appreciative. We thank God. We thanked Him for the blue skies and the sunny weather, that we were able to do things that we could do. Hallelujah. You know, church friends, it's hard to count your blessings when you have always had them. The angels were created perfect, in a perfect environment, receiving blessing after blessing from God. They did not know what suffering was all about, pain or death, instead, but being grateful to God. Hallelujah. A third of the angels became resentful and rebelled in Isaiah 14, 13 and 14, Revelation 12, verse 4. We can see that the same pattern is repeated in humanity. History shows that a generation born in prosperity usually becomes very ungrateful. Generation with entitlement issues. Indeed, appreciation often comes when we are deprived of something. Ironically, it is through adversity that capacity for joy and thankfulness is built. Amen? Our text today, that scripture, will remind us as followers of Christ, disciples of Jesus, that the Lord our God desires and expects us to be a thankful or grateful in life. In fact, this is one of the keys of overcoming crisis and problems. In our life, thanksgiving, just giving thanks and having a grateful heart. As the Bible says, as we read 1 Thessalonians, give thanks in everything. That means in your good times and in your bad times, you continue to give thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our text today will come from, it's in 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Paul, you know, he concluded in his letter, he says like this to the Thessalonians, believers, you know, he says like this, today I will use a verse on a basis for our message and end it with an application, a question or consider to take home. What is the question? Rejoice always. Pray constantly, giving thanks in everything. For this is God's will for you. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. To whom do we give thanks to? To who? Hallelujah. To God. The one and only. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He has every reason that we may be thankful to Him, that the Father Himself gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that 2,020 years ago, that He came and lived as a man, sinless, took your sins with Him, your death that you're supposed to die, and every sickness on His back, and He walked up onto Calvary and nailed it on the cross. Once and for all, so that you and I, that when you believe and receive Jesus to be your Savior, hallelujah, He has you. Praise the Lord. In 1 Chronicles 16, 7 and 9, on that day that David decreed for the first time that thanks be given to the Lord by Asaph and his relatives. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Proclaim His deeds among the people. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him as we did earlier. Tell about His wondrous works. Psalm 138, 1 and 2. I will give thanks with all my heart. I will sing praise before the heavenly beings. I will bow towards your holy temple. And I give thanks to your name in a constant love and truth. You have exalted your name, your promise above everything else. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are to thank God ourselves. You know, thank Him alone. Get into your closet or times that when you go through situations, I will give thanks to God. Amen? When are we to give thanks? When are we to give thanks? Bible says, good or bad times, always give thanks, always. Always. I know, I go through a lot. You go through a lot. But during those times that you go through your situation and your mountain, how do you react to it? Do you give thanks to God or do you curse God? Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, we are to give thanks to God. The Bible says, you thank God for what He has done for you because that is His will for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Rejoice always, as He says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, in and give thanks in everything. For this is God's will for you. In Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Give thanks and pray continually in all circumstances. So it's your highs, your lows, your mediums, whatever. Those are the circumstances. Bible says you give thanks. That means it's something that we need to learn. It's something that you need to take aboard. If you are reacting differently to your situations, if you're coming to your situation, all of a sudden you're angered, you want to rip somebody apart because of what you're going through. Husbands and wives, we do go a lot of things. Sometimes you, yeah, okay, yes, yes, Lord, you know. But when you come to your situation, children, you know, sometimes your dad and mom, they discipline you. When you come to your situation, how do you react to your situation? Whether you are going to go with it in anger or you're going to go with it in thanksgiving, going on your knees and say, Lord, you said in your word that I got to give thanks in everything, no matter what I go through. Even though I want to rip somebody apart right now, but I will lift my hands and give you thanks. That's what the Bible says. You got to give thanks in everything. In your lows, in your highs, you go through it. Come on, you're looking at me as if I'm the only one that's going through this. We all go through this. But how do you react in your situation? Hallelujah. What I'm saying is we've just gone through our 21 days of fasting. Some of you had a breakthrough. Some of you had, wow factor breakthroughs. We had vehicles, new vehicles. We had situations. People being healed. Hallelujah. After the other, one after the other. We have every reason to give thanks to God. Even your waking up this morning, that is a blessing. Oh Lord, I woke up this morning. I want to thank you that I didn't go last night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To whom do we give thanks to? God. When do we give thanks? All the time. All the time. Good or bad. Plenty or adversity. Rejoice always. Hallelujah. Job said like this. Job 2 verse 9 and 10. His wife said to him. I've been married for 33 years. Woo! Good and bad. Mountains and valleys. Strengthens you. Hallelujah. This is what Job said in the Bible, in Job 2, 9 and 10. His wife said to him, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die. You speak as a foolish woman. Job speaks. Sometimes, as the Bible says, not my words, was Job's wife. Sometimes women, they to the man. But the man look up. Hallelujah. You speak as a foolish woman speaks. He told her, should we accept only good, listen to this, from God and not adversity? Should we accept only good from God and not only adversity? Throughout all this, Job did not sin. What is it? Sometimes you go through situations that I read about in James first. Sometimes God is trying your life and you're saying, devil, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Get out. What are you trying me like this for? God wants you to grow. Sometimes you just thank God. Lord, thank you. I know my pocket is empty. My bank account is empty. I will still raise my hand and praise you. I know that my cupboard is empty. There's no food on the table. Even though I'm hungry right now, but I will continue to praise you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, there's a mountain in front of me. It's right in front of me, Lord. I cannot even see over it. I don't care what. Even though I cannot see over it, I will continue to praise you. Hallelujah. He says, give thanks and praise him in everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You take note that Paul says, give thanks to the Lord in everything, in all situations, whether bad or good. Paul is telling us to give thanks to the Lord for everything, in all situations, in every situation you go through. Why are we to give thanks to God? Why? Because it is his will. As you read, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done in my life as you have in your word. It is God's will for you to give thanks in everything. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through. I go through a lot of stuff. I even woke up this morning with pains everywhere. After going through the current, my goodness. It was pretty rough out there, you know. Yeah. But I said to the Lord, Lord, you are my healer. You're the one that takes every pain away. Even though I'm going through it now, that pain was already nailed on the cross. You took it on your back. For me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why are we to give thanks to the Lord? It is his will. It is his desire for believers or his children. The Lord delights in thankful and grateful heart. Remember the story of the lepers, the 10 lepers? There was 10 of them that got healed. Only one came back. You see, you can be healed. But you cannot go to heaven if you're healed. Sometimes you're healed. Sometimes you will never get to heaven for you. You got to be healed. You got to know the one that heals you. Hallelujah. One of them came back and said, hallelujah. Thank you for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. We as humans here on earth, because of the fallen state it is, we suffer. But we thank God that we have an answer. And the answer is Jesus Christ. Every pain, every suffering, Jesus took it for you and I. Everything that your hands have been participating in that is not of God, Jesus nailed it on the cross. Everywhere that your leg have been to, hallelujah. That wasn't supposed to be God, where God wants you to go. He nailed that one also. And on his side, where your heart is, everywhere your heart is contended to do something that is not of God, it was pierced. And everywhere your mind have been thinking about, there was a crown of thorn put on his head. So we have no excuse because Jesus has done it already for us. Hallelujah. Then give thanks of God, you and I. And I pray and I believe as you leave today, now you know what to do in your situation. In your mountains, in your valleys, in the times that you're being good, in the times of bad times, you go into your closet, you go into your knees, and just give thanks to God. It is a principle as it is written in Psalm 100 verse 4. Hallelujah. We will enter into his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. The only key to enter into God's domain or dominion is when there is thanksgiving in your heart. Hallelujah. If there's a time that, you know, anytime you want to, you know, get into God's place, you got to check your heart. Whether my heart is this, I'm against somebody today. Whether my brother did something to me, took something of me, it didn't pay me back. I'm having this against him. Or whatever situation that God is saying, whatever, everything, thanks to him. Give thanks to him. People might have troubled you. Even you're at work, or your own brother or sister, or your own sibling, that you have this thing in your heart against him. You cannot give thanks with something in your heart. Sorry. Amen? That's a key that found when he was looking after the sheep. He would take his lyre and he would play and would enter into the presence of God with thanksgiving in his heart and right into his courts with praise. Thanksgiving is thanking God for what he has already done for you and what he's continuing to do for you. Praise is lifting God up for who he is. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Yahweh, Jehovah Iskenu. The God who provides, the God who has redeemed you. That is the God we serve. We have, our being needs to come to this place of thanksgiving before God. Hallelujah. Even though there's a contention between the world, you and the world, you tell the world, my Bible says, the word of God says that I've got to give thanks in everything. One of the 10 lepers came back. That's found in Luke 17, verse 15, 19. And he came and gave thanks. He was a foreigner. He was a Samaritan man. Samaritan man means has nothing to do with the Jew. He's a half caste. They are outcasts. They are people that you did not get to. But this man came to Jesus. These are the words of Jesus to him. It's your faith. Get up. Go your way. Your faith have saved. Can pray about anything, God can give it. Bible says, you ask the Father to give you bread, would he give you a scorpion? Your Father. But do you have a relationship with your Father? You need to have a relationship with your Father. Some of you watching, you might have been not raised by your own parents. You might have something against your own parents because your grandma and your grandpa raised you up and you have something against them. I'm saying to you, drop it. You need to love them. Love him. I don't know why I'm speaking to someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Job 1, 20 and 22, he says, then Job stood up, tore his robe, shaved his head, he fell to the ground and worshipped, saying, naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked will I leave this life. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Throughout all this, Job did not sin or blame God for anything. You got to take note that Jesus desires that we give thanks to the Father and to him, because giving thanks is giving glory to God. For what are we giving thanks to the Lord for? For him being our Savior and our Redeemer. Especially for the indescribable gift that he gave us in the person of Jesus Christ. Undescribable. His own beloved one. The one that he treasures the most. He had to let go. Because he loved you. Loved you. He wanted you also to be his own. By him doing that, he gained children. Sitting on the right hand side with Jesus, as it says in Ephesians chapter 1 and 10. Hallelujah. For who the Lord our God is, and for his mighty, marvelous, that's the reason why we need thanks. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15, it says, thanks be to God for his indescribable. We give thanks to the Lord for his good, his love endures forever. As he says in Psalm 136, give thanks to God of gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. This has to be our attitude towards our God. We got to give thanks. Not complaining, not whining, but give thanks to God. How are we to give thanks to God? By worshiping him as we did. Your own time in the closet, by worshiping him. By giving cheerfully, generously to him and his work. By serving the Lord's kingdom. By testifying publicly to the Lord's goodness. And through his answered prayers. The Bible says in Revelation 12 verse 11. That the devil is defeated by the blood. 2020 years ago, that blood was spilled. The devil is defeated. Jesus says, I've overcome this world so that you may be overcomers. And secondly, out of the chapter, of the verse, it says like this, that the devil is defeated by the blood and the words of your testimony. Hallelujah. Every day, you might be wondering, what is my testimony? Your testimony is you woke up this morning. Number one. Your testimony is you woke up. God allowed you to wake up this morning. He gave you that time. Wake up. Live life again. You might think, oh, I need healing so that I can have a testimony. I'm going to testify because as you breathe in and out, God's breath gave it to you. You've got to give thanks. Lord, I thank you that I'm breathing. I thank you that my heart is pumping blood through my body. That's your testimony. Hallelujah. And a lot of people don't go to the finishing of that verse. That the blood of Jesus, testimony, and they're not lovers of their life. It's unto death, being in service with God. Amen? How do I apply this? For what are we giving thanks for to the Lord? You know, in this present crisis that we have, COVID. I thank God for the COVID. I think, hey, these guys, this COVID has allowed God, us, especially as Christians, press a pause button. Pause. But we are thanking the Lord in the midst of this COVID crisis for providing us a pause in our current life. The pause allowed us to do the following. One, you reflect. What have I been doing? I'm bringing the word of God to it. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Because we have a very fast life. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be that. And we forget God. I thank God that during this COVID, He's pushed a pause button for us to, one, reflect on our life's realities and lessons. Review and evaluate what's going on in our spiritual life and our relationship with God. Resolve every situation that is messing you up. Make necessary and important changes with our attitude and our life, our behaviors. We can say this together. Thank you, Lord, for this pause. In the Bible, it says like this in Psalm 66, 1 verse 4. All the earth bows down. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of the name. And then this word, Selah. Selah means pause or reread. Take note. Hallelujah. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praises in your name. Selah. Everywhere you find Selah, that means take note, reread. It's important for you to understand. I think I'm convinced that COVID-19 is a Selah for us. Take note, review, reflect. Amen. Hallelujah. We give thanks to the Lord in this COVID for we were forced to reflect on our life's realities and important lessons. You know, when the Israeli people, on the last pandemic that happened, the last one, it was the spirit of death that came through Egypt. Hallelujah. And the instructions to the children of God was, get in your house, close it, isolate yourself in there, get a lamb, slaughter it at this time, dip the blood, eat, and no bones broken. Hallelujah. And paint the blood on the door jamb, but they were told to hastily and put their sandals on and be ready. The children of Israel didn't know that that was the day they're going to walk out of Egypt. They were told to be prepared. Maybe for you and I, it's maybe a time that you prepare yourself. You see, death is everywhere. Death can be now. But are you ready that when that death visits you and takes you? Hallelujah. Are you ready? Life is short. Death is for sure. Jobs and worldly riches are temporary. Health is your wealth. Tomorrow is not promised at all. Eternity is at hand, and are we ready to face our Maker? Only the Lord through Christ can. Amen? Only Christ can save you. No matter what you say to me, oh yes, I've got this house, I've got this car, I've got this wealth, I am being content, yes. But is Jesus Christ your Savior? Is He the one that is first and foremost in your life than what you have. Bible says, love your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. You're the last one. Love God, love other people. A lot of us love God, me, leftovers to the people. That's you. You need to change it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Mark 8:34-36, if anyone wants to follow me, after me, let him deny himself. Take up the cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. For whoever loses his life because of me and the gospel will save it. For what does it benefit someone to gain the whole world and that he loses his life? Amen? Mark 8:34-36. 1 John 2:15-17. Do not love the world, he says, or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of one's possession, is not from the Father, but is of the world. And the world with its lust is passing away. But the one who does the will of God remains forever. Many of us are self-centered. Rather than Christ-centered or and God-exalting, self-centered. Amen? That's you. Take cheese. Cut that self-centered off. And you words God as the scripture. I'm going to love my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind. And I'm going to love my neighbor because he's lost, because he needs food, because he needs to be given clothes as myself. Loving yourself is this. You wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair. You wear good clothes, make sure it's clean. And you get ready. That's loving yourself. Are you doing the same thing with your neighbor? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for this COVID because it's bring us to a place of a pause, of a cellar, so that we can look inside. And start to assess, review, assess. And if God is not number one, then you've got to change it. God has to be number one in everything. We read this, our text, that we've got to give God everything. Why? Because it is God's will. Let's start. Let's stand. I believe we have every reason, thanks to God. Amen? Hallelujah. I know you have heard the word today. I don't know what situation you're in, but the Bible says, give thanks. It might be a mountain, there's this, you can't even see beyond. It feels like to you, I cannot get over it. It feels like to you, it's too low. I cannot get under it. Bible says, give thanks. Give thanks to him. Because it is the will of God for you to. I want you to close your eyes. Just listen, oh God. I want you to reflect and say, Lord, yes, I am one of those that I get angry at somebody. I just want to rip him apart rather than forgiving him. Lord, I am that person that when I struggle, I curse you. Lord, I am that person that when I go through situations, my mind goes running everywhere. But today I find out that your word says that I've got to give thanks in everything, in all circumstances, in all situations, whether good or bad. Hallelujah. 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 I'll give you some time to reflect with that. Give thanks, give thanks, with a grateful heart. Give thanks, Lord, to the Holy One. Oh, give thanks, because He's good. That's right. Jesus Christ. Thank you. And I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for your children. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, after this you can come up and we'll pray together. If you want to give your life to Jesus with what you've heard today, that our tomorrow is not sure. Hallelujah. If you have been backslidden, you want to renew your life with God. For you out there that's listening on, hallelujah, on live stream, come back to Jesus. Come back. Time is short. You cannot play around. Come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the only way. The Bible says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. That's Jesus Christ. Come back to Jesus. Pray a prayer of repentance and ask God to forgive you and ask Him back into your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, bless your children today. We're going to do something after this. You may be seated. I want all the children that are going back to school, that they will all walk up, everybody that is going to school, every children that is going to school, come. All the kids that are going to school, where are they? All the kids. Okay, while the children are coming up, there's a prayer request as we were worshiping. It came on YouTube. There's Alina. She's been admitted to hospital at Cairns Base right now. We're going to agree. Amen. We're going to pray as we spoke before. It is by His stripes that Lena is healed. As it says in 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53, verse 5. His stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lena, if you are listening right now, I rebuke that sickness in the name of Jesus. I come against it by the power of the blood of the Lamb. I thank you, Lord, for healing as we are agreeing today for your healing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. As the children are all here, I will ask the mother of the house, Mama Judith, to come and pray for these young children. Hallelujah. And our mothers, they are well versed about their children. You know, mothers, you know, your mothers are sure of, yeah, I got to send my kids to school. Hallelujah. And she's going to pray. Come on, everybody. Can we all stand and we just stretch your hands before these children here? You know, these children, they are not leaders for tomorrow. They are leaders now. We always speak about the tomorrow which never arrives. Every time you speak over your child, oh, he's a leader for tomorrow. Tomorrow, every time you get to tomorrow, it's another tomorrow. He is a leader now. In the name of Jesus. All these kids are rising up now as leaders, as children of God. Because David himself was chosen when he was just a child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will pray the hand of God over these children, that when they are at school, they will be, hallelujah, shining the light of God in the place where they be. All the mothers, please, can you just stretch your hands, all the fathers, stretch your hands over these children as they are going back to school. We'll ask Mama Judith to pray for them. Hallelujah. Come on.
Let's pray for our children. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come humbly before your throne of grace,
Jesus.
Father, this morning I bring all the children of God,
yes,
to
Lord.
You, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, those who are even starting school this week coming, Father, in primary school,
Jesus.
Or those who are transitioning, oh God, to high school, those who are at uni, Father God, those who are even going to senior grades, Father God, Lord, we just uphold them, Lord, before you, mighty God. I pray, Father, that you would give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, Lord, in the academic
thank
work,
you,
Father
Jesus.
God. Lord, I even pray for the parents, oh God, that they will put their
cover.
Trust and focus on you, Father,
cover.
Knowing all well, oh God, that
cover
everything
them,
will
Lord.
Be well with them,
cover
Father
them,
God.
Lord.
Lord, even I pray, Father, for blood
shalom.
Covering upon them.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, from the top of their head
Jesus.
To the sole of their feet, Father God, you protect them, oh God, from any harm. Any works of the enemy,
Jesus.
Oh God, that tries to come and hinder their lives in their schoolwork, Father. Lord, we pull
Jesus.
Down every stronghold, oh God, that
yes,
is
Lord.
Not of you.
Yes,
Father, we just thank you
Jesus.
For these children, oh God.
Come
Father, they
Lord.
Are your children. Father, I pray, Lord, that you
Father,
yourself
shalom.
Will lead them, guide them, empower them, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, those that had grades that were not to the requirement of your Father. I pray, Lord, that this year, Father, would be a year of fruitfulness, Father, in that mighty God. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you yourself, a God, will be glorified in their mighty God. Father, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I look forward, O God. We all look forward as parents, Lord, to good reports, O God, to come back, O God, from their school, Father God. Lord, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. No other names but a mighty name of Yeshua, I pray. And everybody said,
amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a great morning in the house, hey? Morning, early afternoon. Praise God.